Now we're going to apply the small gain theorem to some special cases. First case we're going to consider is the additive uncertainty case, where we assume that we have a nominal model P, and the true model is P plus W1 delta W2, where delta is any stable rational uncertain transfer functions with a norm bounded by 1. And W1, W2 are stable weighting functions. And we assume that a nominal model is stabilized by a control K. And then we ask a question, when the closed loop system is stable for all possible uncertain models. And we can do that by converting this problem to the small gain setup. So all we need to do is we're going to redraw the block diagram, and so that we can separate delta and the rest of the transfer function. So all we need to do is to take the input to W1 and the output of W2, and we compute the transfer function between them. Then we form a new block diagram as shown here. Then we can apply the small gain theorem directly. We take M here, and you can think about it, M is a matrix of minus W2K S0 W1. Then of course the stability condition is given by the norm, that transfer function norm has to be less than or equal to 1. So it's fairly straightforward to see how the small gain theorem can be used to derive the stability here. Now the reason we take the open ball of uncertainty cases, actually there's some reason of doing that. Even though we're not going to describe very detailed here, in an additive case there's no problem. In a multiple case, we're going to show in the next page, there will be a problem if we use the closed ball of the delta. And in that case, there's a little bit of technical problems. So here we're going to concentrate in a case where all the uncertainties are living in an open ball. Of course, this is only of a theoretic interest. And practically speaking, there's no difference whether we're using open ball or closed ball.